To self, we're holding it up by Sefes. To quickly finish Sefes. First of all, there's Machlokes. First is the case where the Truman Sedeshin says about you have two different types of wax that's melting. Either you have a chelev that you make a candle and it gets burnt and the drops in the candle the wax off. And then another case, Truman Sedeshin says, where you have chelev mehutak, that itself is burning. Both times you have wax falling off, one time it's falling off from this candle, one time it's falling off from this chelev mehutak. And the Sedeshin says one is more common than the other. The Shachar explains and understands this. Is that when you have a candle dripping off from the wax from the candle, so the Shach says what you need a klipa, a grater is klipa. Mashenkein was chalav mehutach, you need even more than that. As the Chachamim explain, kiveger, prim godim, means the whole entire plate will be osur. The Chazdish understands is a little bit different, and when it falls off from this candle, it only needs grater. Mashenkein, it falls off from this wax, from this chalav mehutach, they only need klipa in that mocker. Machlokes, not to get too much to us. The Israel, what is greater, what's the chiluk greater, is greater less than the klipa, more than the klipa, fine. There is one long tazavir. The tazavir in Sukkot Lama discussed the shaila, what is a ladle? Is a ladle, is a matzekes, is that a klimishin or klisheni? Is a klimishin or klisheni? The halacha by klimishin is klara, it's mevashal, even in derais, even by Shabbos. A klisheni, the halacha of klisheni, the Gemara says by Shabbos, it's not mevashal except by Kali Vishal, the place can say. Mashengim is the rehetz is machlokes. There are more than mechaber say b'di'evik klisheni mutter. And the Shach and Taz say you should be machmer klipo kulay by a case of a klisheni. Now, just to be clear, what that means, Berkowitz, I spoke to him this Friday, and he said over that what happened? You have a spoon, you milk the spoon, flesh your spoon, you put inside your coffee. So he said that's mutter according to everybody. According to everybody, there's no problem. Are you coffee is a klisheni? Because in that case, what happened? You have cold milk inside your boiling hot water. So it's being balea or it's being mavlet. Then what happens if you put in your spoon? So that's also being balea into the spoon. So that's mavlet mavleik echot. That's not a shaila. Any time where you have the isser's cold being put in, it gets hot by klisheni, they need mavle mavleik. By case mavle mavleik, the shach and taz agree. Mavle mavleik echot, we don't say. And therefore, your spoon will be okay. The only time it's mavleik is shach and taz versus the ramah is in the case where you put inside your chicken soup. Put inside your chicken soup, but there the chicken soup mamash is boiling, came out from the klishen and went inside the klisheni. Going to shach and taz, you have to be machmer. Going to shach klipa, going to taz kulo, you have to be machmer. Mashen can according to mechav the more you can make a b'di'evin. What's b'di'evin mean? Kireg and Minchas Yaakov says it means you have to do a golo, but you have to do a golo. Just as hefsid you can be makel.
What's wrong by calling because two things are coming in one?
You only say mavlut or mavliya. We're not saying mavlut and mavliya. So numerous cases you want to catch the spoon. The spoon went inside water. Went inside hot water is fine. The milk went inside the coffee. The milk had to get, it was balei from a klisheni. So now this milk is hot, and that's milk that goes inside your spoon. That's mavle mavleya.
Like, I feel like if you use my chicken spoon, I have to look for another one?
To use it? No, if I do not. We don't understand the banana, but I can't do it. But once it's done, you do not have to kashrut.
Why not?
Because the whole machlokes Ramah v'Shach and Taz only is mavlet oy mavliya, not mavlet umavliya.
So it's being malayed from the...
From what? How did the milk get hot from the klisheni? So it went from like I said last time also, it went from the water into the milk. That's ready from klisheni, was mavlet from the water into the milk, malayed into the milk. That's one.
Why is that one?
So we saw that already by the Chavadat, Boston Tzadik Beis, by a tipo. He says that does two actions. When it goes into a pot, that's one. Goes into food, that's another. Therefore, it will be a problem. Fine, but that's one, and that's a second. It's cooking it. It's getting off.
The coffee
got from 10 spoons and a vineyard, but the coffee is fine. School give up him up, but not the problem here. Usually the spoon is a vineyard. It's not the same. But now, Maisa, what, tell him, what is a ladle? Is a ladle klivishnu klisheni? Klivishnu biyasa klisheni? Then we have either kula. Whatever the kula is, either mok. The way how the body passes the lalapach is by klisheni. The lalapach is we make a mok mefsid. We go like the shach. We're going to be machmer. How mok mefsid we make all even against klipo. That's how the body passes. The burka is passing differently. Fine, that's how the body passes. Now, the shach is what exactly is a ladle? So over here, the Taz starts off Maril. Maisa, he understood the maril that he says the whole halacha of a ladle is only a klisheni. Maisa, we have a maril from Ktav Yad to support on Lekutim and Hogim of the maril, that he also understood it like how the Taz ends up saying that's only the chumra, that by a hagolo he can be machmer, and by Yisrael to Shabbos he'll be machmer. That means the shaila, what the halacha is, what is a ladle? The maskana of the Taz is what he says to be machmer, he's misopic. That means on Shabbos you have to give it, get a klishen. Esavet, you have to give it together, klivishin, atzakal, agal, give alacha, klisheni. Maril holds the same exact thing, that also, we machma both ways. That's how the polis can chok masadam, the mission of Bruin, hilkas agal, maestad, and hilkas Shabbos, as they pass, can it give the alacha of ladle, a lechumma both ways, has a chumma, mitzad Shabbos, esavet, is a klivishin, mitzad agal, will be a klisheni, one mitzad agal, klisheni. Therefore, one cannot do agal using a ladle. That's how the bek of the polis can pass.
Can I tell you how long it took?
However, if you leave it in for a while, the Maril says the Kuliyan will be a Kuliyan. Now the Shal is, what's the Maskon of the Taz? Taz says at the end of the day he's a Mesopic. The way the Chokhmah Sodom understands, he said even leaving it in inside, also at the end of the day is Mesopic, and he cannot be Samech upon that. Even by a case of Agolo, when the Kuliyan cannot be Samech upon it. However, the Mishnah Berurah, Magavram, and others in Hilchos Hagolah say straight out, you leave it inside, L'kulei Alma Vada, it comes out to be a clean rishon, and it can be something. Even the place can go like the Mishnah Berurah. But that's when you leave it inside. However, the Zman is, the Taz said himself, he's not sure what the Zman is. Whatever the Svar bring down from the Gedorim, but they're not sure what the Zman is. Now, there are certain kulas in Hilchos Shabbos, specifically in Lodom bin Chorba Yisrael Heter, that we see by a case of a ladle. One is that there's a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah that says a case that when you want to pour one thing atop of something else, on top of your water that already was heated up and cooled down, says Mishnah Berurah, you should do an alidei kash, through a spoon. Beer double is amin, poshen afmina, the place can say, let's say you have soup. In your bowl, you finish your soup, you would like some more soup. So you have two things, you have a ladle here, you have the soup, and you have the pot. So we have two shailas. One is, can you take this ladle that was out, that has droplets on them, and put it inside your soup? You're reheating the water that cooled down. Is that much? Is that also? So we learn kufay. We had a machlokes. Chaim wrote to Yitzchak and said, "It's time to dry it out." The Asher says you have to, and Moshe says you don't have to. Fine, two different sheetahs. Yesh v'yesh. That's taking the ladle and putting it back inside your pot. Why? Because what happens? This liquid is on the little droplets on your spoon. What happened? The scheme being mavashtel now inside these two, which is a klirishin. About a carrot. Now you have the bowl over here. The bowl has little droplets inside, you're asking for more soup. Do you have to now be machmir and also dry off the bowl? There we have a portion of Mishnah Berurah that says mutter. Why? Because now you're taking out from the soup, putting it inside the ladle. What is this ladle? We're not sure. It's a shell, if it's a klirishin or klisheni. You want to pour upon your bowl of soup, that little droplets, that Mishnah Berurah says mutter. Now why? The Chachamim say you have four different soups. Why it's mutter? That's what Mishnah Berurah says to me, Michael. One is, first of all, we have a whole machlik, is if something that was cooked, that came cooled down, machlik to shayinim is exit of the yavish, or is exit that bishlach bishl, bishlach bishl. We have a shayla of an ira of a lach. We have a shayla if an ira is mevashal or not. And also we have a shayla over here, if what is a male, is it klivish to klishayini. So here we claw, the Mishnah Berurah says, we can make with all these two of them. So again, to take your ladle, put it inside your soup, machlik, the Moshe is fine. We got dinner, Moshe is fine. The Yash says not the way, and the machmutal bracha. The Maisa do the other way, that the Maisa says, oh, and Mishnah Berurah says mutter. That's one case. Another case, I have another Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yuches. They like asking as a stiro, because Mishnah Berurah seems to be chosh chumra, that ladle has loch of a klivishin. Yet he himself says, you want to put your croutons or your bread inside your soup. What do you do? He says, if you put, what happened? You put from your klivishin, your bowl of soup, and you put it inside your bowl, and take from your pot of soup, and you put it into your bowl, it goes from klivishin to klisheni. You want to put your bread inside, the croutons inside, you have a baya, you're doing a bishl on a chash of kalai bishl on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah, the whole problem is what you do, take it with a ladle in between. So one from your pot, to a ladle, to your bowl. So we'll give it together, a klishlishi, and therefore be mutter, no problem. In fact, different achoinim, handik achoinim, the Mishnah Berurah says, a ladle together, a klishin l'chumro, and he is coming to be mekel. So one mahalach v'chotashoni says, only coming to limus chos in the minig oilam. Now that's not the pasha, it's the pasha of the oilam. Others say, Dain Weiss, Chaim, and others, the l'choy is being mitzarif, also she did. We have a machlekes, the Rishonim, in Shabbos, if there's an Issa Vafiyah Acha Bishl Acha Fiyah, this Chala was a Fiyah already. Maestring Bishl Acha was a machlekes, you can make one Tzirif. Or another Tzirif is who said this Nichol Geder Kalei Bishl. Therefore, with these Tzirif, and the Mishavu says, you want to make or put your croutons inside, there's no problem, what do you do? Just take out the ladle. Therefore, one of you can put your crouton inside your soup. I think, as far as I know what everyone do, how do they take out the soup from their pot? They take it with their ladle. If you want to put your croutons inside the chol, be no problem.
Okay, this is Geder, what makes it cliché, we not apply it, we have the way you spoon out soup with the ladle. Because you don't have the
soap
wall, we don't have the walls cooling it down.
You have the walls of the ladle.
But you're putting your ladle into the pot.
Right, that's a shayla, it's a sopik.
You're not giving it enough.
The taste itself is a misopik, correct? Taste itself is a misopik.
By ladle, taste itself.
He's misopik. What it is? The Taish himself is misopik. Taish ends off that he's misopik. So the mice over here, we're not sure if it's a fiach habishal or a fiach habishal. Also, maybe it's not kalei bishal. So we're misopik. Taish ends off to be machber. How far to be machber? There's a limit certain times. Fine, machber to lebracha, and come here, we got you, you're shalom, like you, to be machber. The mice of this, from the same mission, was that we make them. Makilim, how long to leave inside, make a tibishin. So the Taz himself says he's not sure how long, but Verkos want to say 1 minute, others say different numbers, but to make it be mamashik tibishin. Taz himself says he's not sure what the gedder is. My four says until the spoon itself gets boiling hot, it's fine. Each one tries to give a gedder, which is very strange. Taz says there is no gedder. You have to know what the words mean in the Taz when it says Ratiach, right? Because it's very strange. It says it is Ratiach, but put it in, it's still Klevishin. If you leave inside and it's still Ratiach, then it'll be Mutter. It'll be the Klevishin. So what it means in a way the Graz understands it, the top to Nala, if you extend, you put your spoon inside, that area right away, the water inside stops boiling. Then it has to reboil inside your spoon, it takes a while for it to reboil. That doesn't matter how the Graz says it over.
So there is
one more shita that Olam said over, but everything's argued. Is a chaznish. Where are the chaznish paskins? He says if it's on the ish, we don't. No matter if you leave it there, don't leave it there. The lach is always going to be a klibishin ladle. If it's loyal ish, no matter if you leave it there, don't leave it there. It'll always be a klisheni. Everyone jumps in and why? How you're saying that? Nice against all the paskin, but nice. That's his mala. What do you want to say? Fine. So the maskel comes out from the ladle, the lach is very clear, we are machmer. Either way, by a golo of machmer, had to get a klisheni, if they had to be machmer to get a klibishin. However, we are makel b'tziruf. What tzirufim? In any case, you have a hell of a Shabbos, we makel b'tzirufim. That's a kipsak by the case of ladles. Fine. Adkan on the page. Now off. The lach of Isaiah. First, just a quick recap what we said last time. We have a Rishala, if there is a Kantav of Zeya, now a Kantav of the Rosh, Rosh is a Mishnah, Makhshir, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, that we see there is a Kantav of Zeya esteem, even by Isavahetta, and the Rosh's words are, Zeya is ka'isad over. You might think Zeya is the only way of tragedying over things, Kantav the Rosh, and says, no, just like the Cholov has a Gedev Cholov, keep his Cholov as Cholov, who even the Zeya is ka'isad over, any Zeya comes out of milk is milk, like any Zeya that comes out of meat is fleishik, Zeya is ka'isad over. Now, I'm sure that I saw this one down the Mishkan of Yaakov wants to argue from different Rishonim that seems to say that you cannot learn out from Tumah to Sharet from or other Chalukim, and therefore the Mishkan of Yaakov says, have some rubber by the Abonon, there are different times you can't be Makel. Tumah, in the case of the Chomish, Olav HaLapesach, you can't be Makel. So this one bring it down just to say the Maisa is the Mishkan of Yaakov, however, the Maisa is Klor, we have Rosh, and Ramah, Machaber, and all the places come on the page clearly go like the Ramah, the Zeisko, it's a Dabar. But the Maisa, there might be a tzir for the Mishkan of Yaakov, but Klor, Lachol Maisa, steam is going to Dover, and therefore has the same exact Lachol, where the Gova Dover is, Zay is the same thing. Aleph. Beis is, Maisa, is this Zay, is it Dindir Abol and Dindir Aiso? The Bada over here brings down from the Mitchas Yitzchok, that he brings down that Zay should be a case of Dindir Abol, so as far as it brings down, because we need Psukim come tell you that by tzir, or Tom, you can derive, you need a pasuk for it. Or for Tzir, we need a pasuk for it. So if you need a pasuk for Tzir, we have no pasuk for Zeya. Zeya is a Tetzav, the Gova Dover. So without a pasuk for where's the Makor, you have a right to Machai yourself for it. And they bring down a Zivcha Yosef, it's Marach about this, and Kamu Kamarais, the whole entire Loch of Zeya is only Drabonim. Now this sounds Be'ik of the Swarm, a Noita, Yabi'im is Marach, the Mar Makoimis, but Be'ik of the Swarm seems to be Noita that it's the whole purpose, we're Noita to bring a Drabonim. That means all these Chumas over here are really Shoshes in the Drabonim, which you can start arguing and saying could be Makel. But by itself, it's the whole time in the Zay is really the Rabbanon. The third point is Mashko.
By all
Isser? By all Isser? All Isser. All Isser. Now others want those one mechalek want say by lach or by reisa mash enking the by yavesh or anything mixed with yavesh of the rabbanon. Those one mechalek. Pimkhanu has different cases. Pimkhanu says lach he wants say is a zayav mash enking yavesh emun we do not say, and there's something called mixed yavesh. Mixed yavesh is chelam muhutach. Something that came from a salad but it's melted down. Something melted. I guess lashon called mixed yavesh. I'm not sure what to call it, or chetzi lach. Or I don't know what terminology it is. That those two cases, Pim Gam says not nichlan get of zayah. There, those who want to argue that Pim Gam say is zayah, they want to say that's zayah vada's drabonim. That's only drabonim. Fine, that's al drabonim. The rice of ikdus from an ikdus drabonim. Third point is what about mashko? Again, we have machlekes. Everyone agrees that by zayas mashko is ka'isa davar. The liquid of milk is still like milk. The steam is just like the milk itself. What about the Zayah of Eichlin? So the Pim Gadim, because Shuvah over here being Zayah, is saying clearly that by Yavesh case bread, there is no Zayah. The Zayah, and even if there is Zayah, the minute Zayah has no Chashivas of Zayah. There is Zayah there. It's not considered Zayah. For example, everyone knows you cover a pot and it has water inside, you open up, it steams so much out of it. You take your bread out, you're fine, you might see steam, but you might say it's a mashu, it's mamish, commandalas a dummy. You can even like, you might feel the heat, but you don't feel any, you won't get any moisture on your hands. So by a liquid you get moisture, and by a chal you won't get moisture. Kalmung also the Prima God, and one sign of Efshir, Blash, and Efshir, the Hudin, even the Chil of Muhutach, also will have the Geder of a Davi Yavish, and therefore this case of Davi Yavish also will not be Nechlan Avach of Zeg or Isidavi, will be mamish, commandalas a dummy. So again, we have one sheet of Prima God, because Ketuvahs, Tov Tam Vadas, very clearly that way, Shlomo Kogar. The Zeya is Dafka by Zeya by Mashko. Tzad HaSheni, they bring down Ramon in Tov Tam Pesach, Prim Gadim himself is his Kasha, they seem to say not the way, and the way how the Heineken's form, Rabbi Foss writes it, most authorities disagree, and they seem to say that no, that Zeya means Sai by case of Mashko, and Sai by case of Eichlin. So again, we have a third point over here, which is the Machlokes of Pesachim, when is this Rosh apply? Is Rosh apply only by his makar is by the case of brecha, by the case of liquids, only by zeis mashko. Or do you take this rosh of zeik isidavo? Who did by zeis eichel? Machlokes apoyskim. A fourth thing we see is that the rosh himself is mesupik, and we say that the halach is that zeik goes off and affects the thing on top of it. The rosh mesupik. What about the thing on top is hot? Let's say you have one thing. It's basically the case of an oven. You have zeik inside the oven. It hits the oven top that's hot. The Rosh wants to tell you that since it's Reseach, maybe it won't have any koyach to belay the Zeh inside. Let's say maybe it's not has no koyach to belay it inside. Might say, place on the page of Kivega, the Prima God, and others say clearly from the Truman Tadash, we don't hold that way. The Vada, if it's Reseach the pot, then the Vada will be belay the Zeh inside. But there is a Truman Tadash in that way. That means, the our up, there is a Rosh, there's a Masubi that way, that means our up, the corner of the Rosh and Safik, won't have this problem. Once we do have this problem, Truman Sedeshan himself says, if so, why are ovens mutter? So once we have side by side, the Zeh has where to go. He has to ask what to do with our ovens. And he said our ovens are beseder because again, side by side. A fifth point is the interesting Tov Tam Vadas, better get all set to our ovens. Guy asked him what to do with our ovens. Might have a bayah of Zeh. He says he doesn't understand. You have one pot open, fine, Zeh goes up, goes inside the walls. Fine, you want to argue the Rosh, beseder goes inside the walls, hot, beseder. Second time, what? The Zeh goes up, and what? How's it getting out of Zeh? Elamai, you tell me it always affects the thing on top? Could be. We have no makar that one Zeh can pull out another Zeh. If it went in through Zeh, who said it come out through Zeh? The only makar we have is we have Eichel. Let's say you have Eichel inside a pot. Then what happens is Zeh went inside a pot, and the Eichel is so strong, and you pull it out, and the Eichel will come down. But it went in through Zeh, and Zeh itself was very kolish. And Zeh itself is going to go back up and take it out? Who said it can take it out? What? That's kashering it. That makes it kosher. That's the reason water make them.
It has no chshivas of being an oichel to asir.
It's called a tam kolish. It's very shvach, very meaningless. If you even take out something that's meaningless.
She's saying
Zeh
is meaningless.
No. He's saying, he said if you have pot of food inside and blade through touching it, then Zeh comes can take it out. But one when it went in through Zeh, by oven went in through Zeh, no other way went in. Come now through Zeh, if you want to tie that there's no problem at all, Shlomo Kogar and Tov Tam Vadas, the last one. You want to say there's no problem at all, it should be mutter. The Maisa, the Masham quotes is a Dvar Tmuim, no Makarfit. The Maisa, that's a Tov Tam Vadas, he wants to match everything. Just saying, it's roof and white, we make all. Nachazach is, we have two Ramos over here. Ramo comes along and says, Miluch Hatchila Yesh Lizar. What does Ramo mean? Ramo here means, he's going back in the last two cases. He's saying, first you have a case of Gedeah, touching Gedeah. The Hatchila, you should make sure two pots don't touch each other. Aleph. And those who come to say, the Loch is when you have a pot with Zay inside, the Loch is you cover, the Zay won't come out. But the Hatchila also, you should not do that when you have food on top. Why? Because it will happen. Maybe it will be uncovered, the Zay will come out. Maybe they nechshol. Those are the two chumras Ramo says. To understand them, each one is a machlokes. Step by step. One is that by ikdeya touching a kedeya, what does that mean? The way Ramo understands it, dafka when you have one pot with food and other pot with food. Why? Because then it will spill out, go into other pot, and they'll affect the other one. Mashiach, in the other pot has no food, no problem at all, it's not nechlas kedeya, he brings a riot to it, and l'chud, that's shan mishne brua, tuftun aleph, nechlas pesach. Then the whole time chumra over here is dafka what? Is dafka when you have a pot, another pot, two pots with oichel, one, two side by side, oichel to oichel. They're touching each other, will happen, will spill out, they'll touch two pots, we belay one to another, or we'll ask one to another. Mashayim, again, if it's empty, or is this only a rack underneath, there's no problem. According to Moshe, no problem. The way how the body says it over, says not the way, he says the body of the Holy Tayyar Slate is fakarek, that the k'teir l'k'teir is what? Because even though another loch is, that from one k'teir to another k'teir does not go b'li reitiv. However, that's only what we shouldn't assume, they're not sure. Therefore, the Chilu should be machma and say maybe one k'teir to another k'teir does go, and it should be machma and said maybe it goes even without reitiv. That's machlok pshat in the Ramah. But again, with two sides trial now more, Kosh Nachmina we'll get to, Kosh Nachmina will come out. According to Moshe, he simply says, why a great smutter? Why? Because there's no food in the second pot. According to the Bani says, why a great also? He says, so what? Maaser clearly will come to Aser, maybe we'll go without any rative. One child Olam was asking, we have a loch of, according to the Bani, let's take the Chumashito. According to the Bani, again, you have a grate on bottom, a tray on bottom, you have a pot on top of food, you have l'chadchila, you shouldn't do it. What happens if you have a tray on bottom, you have silver foil, and then you have a pot on top? Kli, l'kli, l'kli. Is the body also going to say to be machma in that case? Or no? You say to myself, put a sheet of in between, and that's enough. When nachmi choshe went from kli, l'kli, l'kli. The svari can tie not to be machma. L'maisa, what is it sad to be machma according to the Ramah? Sad to be machma is that we do not understand kli, l'kli, l'kli goes even that right. So the Maisa, so what's the big deal if there is nothing in between? Even one to another to a third should be the same exact halacha. That's the tzad to be machmer. Tzad to make is Maisa, tzad to make halacha is mutter. Elamai with chleishi went through. How far did you chleishi went one, and then also next time it also messed up, also went through? Shall how far did you take the chum of the Ramah, not the mahal for the Badei Shulchan? So, I think it's what Maisa is machlokes. The Badei is very clear, he's machmer, even my three. He says one to another to 30 to be machmer. He says only Betzir, if you want to go like a Moshe, he still says then put aluminum in between. He says, let's say you want to make long grates on trays. He says, I even according to Moshe have a problem, it spills over. According to Moshe, it's fine, puts aluminum in between, but the Betzir says even that, according to him, doesn't help. He says, you want to be go like a Moshe, then you have to put a sheet in between.
So your airplane meals would be the same thing?
What?
Would airplane meals be the same thing?
Every meal?
Airplane.
Oh, airplanes also, no, for airplanes are very different. Watch, but Betzir, as a person will say, that the Ramah says in the Chathchila Yishazar, but Yev is Motor. Yev means even Chathchila. Rabbi Ben Noah says, oh, you go in a hotel, no problem, wrap up in the microwave. Why? Because that's all Nechle Ramah. Yev is Motor. Rabbi Ben, yeah. Before every man is mom, he gives a shir and tells people to do that, so getting involved. All the problems, just wrap it up. And I say, I have Ramah, say, my son is all Nechle Yev. And numerous from say that clearly, that this whole Ramah is really Chathchila Yishazar, Yev is Motor Chathchila. Yev is Motor Chathchila. That means the airplane is Nechle Net, Berkowitz says it most that way, but that's fine. The airplane is not Nechle Net. But Berkowitz has this problem because he goes like the Badei Shulchan. He says the airplane is a motor for this reason because Nichol in the Bidiyah. So again, so those hold Nashal again. One of three. You have a tray. You have a luminous, and then you have a pot on top. The Badei says it's the Yapi Machmer. But Berkowitz says Yapi Machmer, and he quotes the Shem Biyashin that way. I tell Hashemi the Vakishoyah and Madanei Shulchan, Madanei Yosher say not the way. They bring right a Yadav Rom that way. That a Yevakish Torah. And Madani Osho, they both come out and they say, no, Maaser, how far do we machmi in the Badei Shulchan Mahaloch, which they themselves are machmi for, is dafka by 2 kelim, not by 3 kelim. Therefore, the eight they say, very simple, one do in the microwave and one do in the oven. They say, just put the aluminum there, no problem. So again, it comes out, because Machloikis, what's the Chumadamo? Between the Moshe and the Badei, really early Achoinim, early Yishanim could be. Fine, Machloikis. And even in the Chumad HaGashit of the Badei, Machloikis, how far to take the Chumro? Now, those one Taino, they have Yadav Rom, Simbei Ches. that seems to say that three times is mutter, and then the body writes three times, even three kelim would be also.
And if you take...
He was mafri. Even three kelim, and he quoted Vishayim will be ashev.
Is it even 10 kilim?
Yeah, no, 3 and 10 are the same. What can he say to be machmi is that we're saying clearly three goals, like over the level goals.
Well, what's 10 kilim?
Yes.
Even if you hold
3
kilim, you said it means that kilim and 93
pounds,
maybe
5 souls, what's that? The father is going on. The father is going. But he's saying Shabbat, what's he saying? We understand it. Let's say you know parts go, one part go, one part goes.
Because maybe you're going to come to Patash on it. But
that's the reason. The balance of the story is, clearly, clearly goes. That's the story of Mahmoud. Look at how many came along.
If you put food in the middle, they'll okay.
No, that's even worse, because about a clear to the Eiffel certainly goes. That's before Shemot. No. So we'll get to Napanat. If that sheet is a death special, it's not Napanat. It will only happen all one time. That's a death special. Fine, so again, we have machlokes in this. Also, another machlokes in this, we go back to the case of Zeis Mashka. Again, Zeis Mashka, we say, even holds is considered Zeya. Mashka, and Zeis Eichlin is machlokes. So let's take two cases. What, how do you find Zeis Mashka and Zeis Eichlin cheesecake? Only with this one, what is that? It has milk inside. So you can say two stories. It's Mashka, what's inside the milk. Zeis Mashka, Kuli Alma should be case of Zeya. See, the mice said every potato has Zeya inside, has water inside also. So now it's a belay and it's tough to the potato itself. So you can start claiming what exactly is milk inside cheesecake. So say for
Dimitri. Or it's Tatalian consistency at the end of the day.
That's the question here. What's Tatalian? No, meat consistency. Mice can have the same consistency as a potato. Will it be as a mashko or as a eichlon? So the way the Dimitri Chum brings down from Scheinberg, it's always nothing together of a mashko. Why is Tatalian mashko? His case is a cheesecake. He says cheesecake with milk inside. That's to the mashko. Mashegedi says, it's felt like thing fakert. What about you have chicken? Chicken about is a eichel. And you have water around it. What you put usually in your oven, what happens? You put water around it. That's usually, if you don't want to just do it purely, you want to have more of a taste to it. Is that actually the case of zeya, mashko, zeya, eichel? Which one is it? You could tell you the mice, the chicken itself is eichel. Or you could tell you the mice, what happened? The tam went into the water. Now the water is tam kicker, so it's a zeya for mashko. So there, the Divichon brings down from Scheinberg. The Scheinberg says, "Exceeded Zeya Eichel." It's not being Eichel, Zeya Eichel. Therefore, we'll come out and remind the Scheinberg says, "There's no way to ask the ovens." We'll get to that. Because he has no case in Metzias that will be a Zeya's Mashko for Pleishiks. There's no case that way, it comes out. No, but that's all coming out from chicken. That's all the ovish. He has no such case. Because all be Chel Mutah. Quite people got won't be any case. But you don't have milk in us. You can have both ways. You can only have milk in it. Fine, but mice, that's what he says. All the swarms say, what are you talking about? Mice, there's water here. The water mice has time, you can do it. So, time goes up. So what? Yeah, according to Shammah, there's come out no way. It comes out, he says, no way for me. The way Derech Chom says, again, Derech Chom is Yisraimachanat, Yishlaim. The mice, I think in that same Derech Chom, Shammah writes, he checked the whole time, saying, well, in this psalm, and Shammah over there. So Shammah, you might have checked over everything he said in his name. Shammah says, if he checked everything, then he says, no, all I open to get to, if Shammah says, see, I'm going to open the motor, no problem.
So what was the rush talking? Is that just milk?
No, the milk inside your pot, what has meat inside?
Rush is the milk.
That was the case. The case is milk. The Chavis case is milk inside your pot, has meat.
According to Shammah,
rush case is
milk. What? You're right. The way how Rasham is getting the machloek is where Rasham is getting is the bosta b'cholav has to be that itself has to be mashko, that itself has to be oichel. If the milk is to the mashko, and that's to the fine mashko, the bosta is oichel. I went inside the water, so what? That's time that came out. And who said it could take Zek, Oysa, Dover, and a Tam Kik, which is the only way we have a Pasuk for it? That's not a Pasuk, Tam Kik is really meaningless. And even Seer also is a Pasuk to be meaningless. What right to take the case of without a Pasuk, Seer will be Mutter, right? So what right to take Zeya from something that's Seer? Who said it could take it that far? We're looking from Tumah, Tumah's from Mashka. What right to take out the Pasuk from Tam Kik or Seer?
Because the Pasuk puts Seer on the same level as Eichel. That's what the Pasuk's coming to do.
Does it? How much? Why is it? That's how Shami's getting it. All this farm right now, the way. So again, when the Oilam asked me, what does he get a Mashkin Oilam? Not that simple.
What's
cheese? No, cheese is a salt. It's a chelmutak.
Chelmutak.
No, but right? Yeah, that's chelmutak. It turned into a salad. Out of Eichel, right?
So if you have a way of liquefying it, then maybe
not. Liquefying it? You don't have, make it a liquid? That's Chol Mutach. Chol Mutach is also liquid, right? Chol Mutach. Chol Mutach. Fine. Another thing also we mentioned last time is the second Chumun HaMor, the Mor says, by case of a Kisei, that we cover it, Zay comes out, it won't come out from the Kisei, even though there is some Zay, they say, from the pot itself, or coming out from the sides. The Poskim will say that's meaningless, and therefore be Mutter. However, it says, HaMolech Chili can't do it, you should not do it. Now here also the Machlokes, what is the Chumun over here, the HaMor? Just like Machlokes, what the case is being, Deilik Tera, the HaMor says to the Machlokes, Machlokes Bade versus Moshe. He also did a similar machlokes by the case of a kisei. What's the Amor coming to be machmon? The Amor again says what? You put a pot on top of your pot cover on top of your pot with zeon, mortar. Says the Amor, however, you should not do lechatchila. Why? Because maybe it'll get removed somehow. It wasn't tight. Whatever the story you have, because they will go affect the thing on top. The Amor's case is what? The thing on top has oichel inside. That's the case of the Amor. Come on, the Megillah Sefer, when it's time to talk, you have oichel inside. He said he had mefushin to Mishnah Berurah that way. Hilchos Pesach, Mishnah Berurah over there says, yeah, mamish, you have something that's chametz on bottom, and you have something that is matzah for Pesach on top. You just cover the thing on bottom, it's mutl lechatchilo. In fact, the Megillah Sefer, why is it mutl lechatchilo? Sorry, not there's oichel on top. There's no oichel on top. It says mutl lechatchilo. I imagine why is it mutl lechatchilo? It's going to go inside the oven. It's going to go inside the oven. Says the Megillah Sefer, we see the whole night chumun HaMor is ongoing from oichel to oichel. Now what Mash Enkein was going only from Eichel to nothing there, Mais is Mutter. The Edwin for the body, clearly it's not that way. The body has a problem with all our ovens. He says, even if you cover it, it still won't help even Zeachazeh. It still won't help Zeachazeh. He says, unless you have 24 hours, or unless it's a Dav Yavish, otherwise he still says to be Machmir. Why? Because he understands that Mother Mo says, covering it, he doesn't make a look whether it's Eichel or not Eichel. He's the Lishitosa. The body says, the whole Chumun HaMor has nothing to do with Eichel to Eichel. It's what? It's Eichel to a Kli. That itself is enough to be Machmir. Yosef says, no, just like Moshe said, the first Zeyo, or from Gdera is only from Eichel to Eichel, here also the key says also when it's only Eichel to Eichel. Now if you go to the story of Tom Vadas, he's rather with Mice, so why? But alright, Mice, that's what we see from Mishnah Berurah. He himself, he's not sure exactly what he's going to say, but he has a Mishnah Berurah that way. Fine. Now let's go to Zerama. Zerama helps in the Simch Kochas. Over there he says, by case of a Machfas, that you have a tray covering your boss of Cholov, if it's Bibasafas, then it'll be Osir, there's a problem with Tadrecha, Mitzad Zeh. How is Zeh? Zeh's Mutter? Unless you know for sure it's Hizir. Unless you know for sure it's Hizir. Now, Mice, if you don't know if it's Hizir, everyone's Medaik to Amol, Mice says Mutter. Stam, we assume an oven there is no Zeh. Stam, we assume an oven there is no Zeh. Now, the shell is why. Fine. So there's a Shuvah by the Yavitz, eventually words, he asks, there's some Issim, can you cook in your ovens? Zeh, Hazer, boss of Cholov. So he doesn't understand what the problem is. It's very interesting. He's not mishtak l'shonis. You do a l'chol barbe rav dechad yoimai. Every kid, even one day old, knows halacha that the kli did not go to kli bli, did not go from kli to kli bli roitiv. Every one day old guy who learns anything knows that a kli to kli is nothing. So what are you even asking over here? Elamai, you ask me back to the halacha helkos pesach toftan vav. We mentioned last time by chatzuva. The Ramah, they said by chatzuva, but you have to leave on lechatchila for a case on pesach on your oven grate on your tripod. My said, why do you leave him for? So the Mishnah Berurah is kashrus, and the Chum Ikka didn't smoter. So the Yavitz also over there, Mishnah Berurah over there is calling this Yavitz, and says, my should be motor. Come on, Yavitz says, why are we machmir on Pesach? Because maybe the case by the Pesach, what happens? You put your Eichel Mamash straight down on this Chatzuvah, on the grate. Next time you put the Eichel straight down without a Kli, so we're choishes to do Libun. But otherwise, that's Mishnah Berurah, because the Kli is nothing. So first we see over here, Lachor, this Yavitz, and the Mishnah Berurah says, quotes the Yavitz, holds like a Moshe, not like a Badei Shulchan. Saying the Chatchila Badei Smotun, and the Yavitz end of the Tshuva, you know you never put your Eichel, and never even put your Eichel straight down the grate to Badei Smotun Chatchila. Every child knows that. V'chol Eilut Vom Pshutun K'madlo Yenis L'Chsav. Why do you want to be writing it for? It's so Parshut that if you clear the Kli, it's Smotun, even Chatchila. Parshut. So Parshut. So the Badei Maisi has his Rayas. But Maisi, the Yavitz, the Shavuot, warning, Parshut is Smotun. And why Mach Mishavuot said by Pesach? Chumro Pesach. Why Chumro Pesach? For myself, our ovens, no one ever puts something down, straight down. We always have pots or trays. If we catch you doing something, otherwise you get in trouble. So the Chlor, we always put things straight down. So the myself, Chlor, it's more to the Mishavua says, and the Yavitz is saying, that the gather of the Mor to be machmir, the Chum of the Mor, Mil and Chili Yish Lezor, the Chum have to say, that's not going to Eichel, not one's going from Eichel, not going from one Eichel to a Kli, Kli to Kli. Now, here over there, right, the Maestro says, you can do both the chol in the oven at the same time. What's the problem? He says, there's no problem. Clearly never transfers. And he says, why? I might say, the Zayah gets burnt out. Why in their time, their ovens, the case he's writing over there, is that their ovens are different than our ovens. The fire is inside. It's like a baker's oven. Inside, it gets so hot, it burns out everything. And the Zayah, when it rises, it gets burnt out. There's no Zayah. It gets destroyed. There's no way for Zayah to affect one thing to another. It gets burnt, it gets destroyed. The Mashiach also says that way, that our ovens are different. Our ovens are outside the oven, not inside. Those times, like you got a match bakery, then the fire is much inside. It's boiling hot inside. Therefore, the Zayah gets burned out. Mashiach, the fire is on the outside. That Mashiach comes along saying, you have a problem because our ovens are different than their ovens. So most very good. Why the most saying, unless you know for sure the Zayah to be Machmer, why? Because if you don't know the Zayah, the chol gets burnt out. Therefore, Nachmir to us, Moish and Tshuva and the place can bring down the Iker, that let's say you have an oven with a grill on top. And using the grill, let's say using it, if you don't use the grill, it's not a shallow. If you're using the grill, Zayah rises, it goes to the grill, the grill's boiling hot, gets burnt out. So you wonder, Zayah is inside the grill oven? What look at chila, no problem. Problem is Zayah, there's no Zayah. The article comes down, maybe you put it too low, it's straight to the sides. Well, let's say you do it on top, without getting involved with other shallows. Let's say without the psychics, you put it high on top. Zayah has Zayah, you milk the inflation inside the oven with the grill.
Why not together?
Yeah, probably Reichel. But yeah, not chila to Reichel. But Zeh HaZeh, the Maisevi, you want to do a girl want to make a cheesecake and chicken, there's no problem. And Abba Rav Lechad, you even know the local, what's the Baya? I won't even have to write a Choshes Motor. Maisevi Moshe writes, fine, again, the report says, practically it's not so applicable. Why? Because sometimes you put it too low and it won't, and it'll hit the sides first. Well, really, Moshe doesn't take this. But if you do it high, the Choshes should be Motor. Fine, that's us. Their ovens they gave to us. Now what are with our ovens that we do not have the fire mamash inside, we have the fire outside. So is there Zayah or no Zayah? The way Reuben always says over, Shabbat Gadol a year ago, said over there are two, Chalakim and Klai Yisrael, those who hold ovens are no problem with Zayah, and those who hold ovens are mamash like pots. Mamash like pots. Those who hold ovens are mamash, there's no Zayah. Why? There's an Evni Kor, and Shubo, and Taimus. Maisa, first of all, even if it's burnt on the outside, it gets a lock, it's burned out. There's no Zayah. But Metzias is no Zayah. You're saying there's no Zayah. Why? It's hot. 250, 450, whatever, gets burnt out. The Maisa, everyone, they say even the push, the Metzias is, everyone knows, you see when you cover your lip pot, you open up, my heart, tons of semen is rising. It's thick, it's hevel. Where's the gura? It's mamish hevel. In your oven, it's never that way. It's never that way. It's never. It'll never be like your pot. I'll never, no matter how. It might be a change from the times that the matzah bakery went from the little, went was less Zayah, now it's more Zayah. But still, come on to less stomach. It's not like your pot. Your pot, that's real Zayah. That's mamash thick. That's heavy. Fine, so those who want to tie in the Nikora, the difference from bringing it down, that he tightens, they want to pass in that way, that there's no Zayah even in our ovens. And Baker, they come to the Ramah. The Ramah said, you don't be choshe for the Zayah, unless you know for sure the Zayah. The way how the Bali says always said no. The Ramah doesn't mean that. The more again is saying that we do not have to assume the Zayah is going dafka by case of when it's Yavish. Don't be Yavish, or mixed as Yavish. But something lach, even though Amor agrees it has to be a case of Zayah. Even though Amor agrees in Zayah. The more, why can I say lach is Zayah? The Messias gives on Zayah. But Moshe is in between. And Moshe says, no, but there's man there Amor, of other we assume there's no Zayah, not by lach, not by Yavish, not by mixed as Yavish. However, but man ain't new, we see what's nice that way, is that we have Zayah by the lach. So a double lach should be machmer. But you have it, spec, make it, but you have it. But otherwise, he said it should be machmer. So it comes out, is it Zayah b'zmanenu? Those say, is no Zayah, if Nikoro. The Moshe, then there's the Bada, said, even b'zmana, the Gemara, there is Zayah. And then the Bada also have to say Zayah by case of lach, dafko. And then you have the other way, you have, Moshe says, no, b'zmana, Gemara. The Pasha is like the Ramah says, there is no Zayah, for sure, Ramah. However, also, there's more night to the Zayah, can we see there is Zayah? Only by lach, but not by double yavish and mixes yavish. Fine. That's first. To understand the Ramah. Take it down to Halacha. First, all the term, start off or end off, you should, if you can, try to have two ovens. That means, you read the truth is, well, the ones in America, you have four floors and you buy every single gadget in your kitchen except for having two ovens, that's ridiculous. So, you know, you have the money, you might as well build and do it correctly. However, the truth is right, and they sell ovens in small apartments and small kitchens, you know, you get stuck and you have to. So, fine, you have one oven, now it shows what to do. But the Chachilo, if you're going to have the money and you have the time and to do build the correct house, the Baalei Shem Tov, that's possible. Fine. Now, once you can't, now the child is what to do. So again, knock his oven. I saw now there are people that most ovens have double ovens. Double ovens. Now, what you should always do is always buy with Ashkocha. Which Ashkocha? Fine. What do Ashkochas do? What they do, Be'etzim is fine, they do whole purpose to be things, maybe other things. One thing they do is they make sure when you have a double oven, top and bottom, is the piece in between is not one big piece. Because one piece in between, when you say Cham Tzadze Cham Kula, you're cooking fleishiks in bottom. It's all one big piece, and even though the top you touch your hand will be cold, Maisa is belayed the whole entire thing, and now the top one is fleishik. So you put your pizza inside, your cheese inside, cooking cheese inside your fleishik oven.
Even the cooking simultaneously, eh?
No, even not simultaneously. No. Maisa, it's Chamit Tzadze Cham Kula, as if you mamish put your meat on top of the middle, the oven on top. You make your bottom fleishik, put your meat inside the bottom. And you cook it there, so what happens? What?
While it's still hot.
You make your bottom flesh, you put your meat on the bottom. You cook it for an hour. What happened? The bottom gets hot. The loch is cham, so the cham kuloi, and now the top one, that is one big metal, the top one is flesh, because if you put your meat mamish on top of it.
Only if you put it directly on.
No, it's as if. Cham, so the cham kuloi. That's it. If you put it on, it's belay inside. The metal itself is flesh. The whole entire metal is flesh. Not to say, what? Yeah, to say, the whole entire thing. It's boiling hot. The whole, now the top.
So what?
The Tom went too.
But you're not putting the pizza on the
floor. No, so now you put the lotus, whatever they get, you put on the floor. You put the fudge oven. That's you doing. It's cooking the fudge oven. So what?
We're not belaying the cleats.
What they do, what the Ashkocha is trying to do, if you don't have Ashkocha, sometimes they have one metal thing. They're not making the cleats. The Ashkocha does, they tell you, they're making the two separate compartments.
You make it one cleat, and now I put meat in a plate, in the oven. What's going to be the problem?
So now the whole entire thing is fleishiks. And now it's as if you have one oven now. You have one oven, it's not two ovens.
Zay is wearing touching it?
No, Zay is touching what? The top. The top is boiling out of meat. It's fleishiks.
Yeah.
So now this thing's transferred over to the top part. This is if you have one oven, there's no two ovens here.
But it's because of Zaya?
Because Tom went inside the oven, put the Zaya on the bottom. Now as Tom went inside the Tom Kool-Aid, the whole entire thing is pleasure.
The screws are okay.
That's really clear to you. Make sure they do it well. There should be two different compartments. I don't think it's even a problem. Again, one thing that Ashkocha does is make sure that your two ovens is two ovens and not one oven. Because one oven, you gain nothing out of it. Second thing they do is they make sure, as far as I heard, they make sure you have two different vents in the back. Because you have one vent in the back, so you can be cautious there, one in, out of one, one inside another. So my old oven, I know I had two vents, I checked. I checked this morning my new oven, I couldn't find any vents, but it was closed up. Other one's broken, so I couldn't find out where the vents are. But there has to be vents somewhere, and they're supposed to have one of those shkocha, and it should have two separate vents. The third thing what they do is that...
What do you do?
You'll have to...
What do people in America do?
This is what you gain out of Ashkochas. They don't get involved with any shadows. It's much of a fula. Now we get to look at how you use an oven. We do it well. Why? Because let's say they all go out of the vent, right? It goes back in the vent. You just had cold steam goes inside your milk oven, and now it's fleshic steam inside your milk oven.
Is there a distinction between
Is there, if it's Tam, why not? The halach is that by Tam we say it's a bishop also called the rest.
You pass it. So
you might have, not only simultaneously, even one Zach HaZeh will also have the same problem. No, if you have one piece or two pieces. Well, the Zeh might say, but Tam gets out, it's usually cold already. That's events usually are. Well, the third thing what they do is by the ovens, when you open it up, the bottom one, so usually the steam will come straight out. And usually, if you open up, it goes straight into the one underneath it. So all of them have a little thing, all the Ashkafas have a little metal thing sticking out. So some will have it sticking out more, some will have it less, but everyone has it sticking out, so it will come out and then go up, and it won't be inside the top oven. That's three things they make sure that happens. Could be other stuff, but that's as far as I know. That whole problem is those three what you should do. Now, you should make sure you get... You open up the door. Yeah. Zay comes out. Yeah. Right? Zay comes out of the oven. So now, where does it go? It goes up. And usually the door is one behind another, or go what? Right into it. So it's the top oven. goes right into the ether, goes right into the next oven. You just put zeh right into your flesh zeh into your mouth. So first of all, usually a space here, a drop of mushroom. Even if it is, and let's say it is, then you got a problem. Well, but my say it can go through. So what the Ashkocha does, they'll not the oven itself, they put a little metal thing sticking out. So some, again, some a little more, some a little less, but it sticks out. Look at what the Ashkocha won't have that. Fine, those are, again, the first thing, you should try to have two ovens. Second one in this country, you have no space for two ovens, you get a double oven with Ashkocha. Fine, Velo, whatever other company you want to get with Ashkocha. Now, let's say you only have one oven, not exactly what to do. So let's make it divided up for different levels. Let's say you have an oven that you want to use it Megula first without covering it. Megula, it's open. Zeh zeh. Again, Mevasa Achas is also, that's the Ramon. That's Ramon by also. Also, one mitzad is also, because that's Zeh. And one mitzad, we have Atzrecho. We have two different reasons why it's also Mevasa Achas. That's what you can do.
Even covered?
No, again, I'm saying open. Open, open. Now, in open, Zeh zeh, exactly how to use it. So just to mention the six, seven sheets of what to do first. The those who want to be makel even when slach, the nice the other two time with Ashram Shlomo Kluger, because it goes up with Zeya, the second time is Zeya also, can take it out. According to the Shlomo Kluger, there's no problem using Zeya Chazeb Alach Mamish. Zeya Chazeb Alach Mamish is not a problem. By Masham says the Vam Tumum, but that's the Masham Shlomo Kluger. The next case is a case that's mixed as Yahush. Pasha, no one does the Zeh Chazeh by case of lach without kashering and covering it, but that's again the Mishlom Kugur. Second sheet is a Moshe and a Scheinberg for two different reasons. But Moshe says, again, that by double lach we have to chush the Yavesh. There is Zeh. By something it's Yavesh or mixed as Yavesh, like Chel Mutach, Mais Yavesh, Prima Gorm says it's not Zeh. But Oid we have a mod that says we're not chush the Zeh. So put the two together and it's Mutal Imel Chathilo. You want to have something, whatever the case that mixes Yavesh is inside, whatever the gather is, you put it inside your oven. No problem. Why? Chal certainly is no problem because that's Yavish Mamish, but even mixed as Yavish, it's an Efshay, you have a Svekstreker. You have the Amos as assumed there's no Zeyah. Void, even the Zeyah, maybe the Zeyah has no Chashivas as Zeyah, the Prima Gonim. Mais is Mutal Rabchilo, but something that's mixed as Yavish.
Even if you see the steam coming out of the Chal, it's fine.
No, so you say if you know for sure, now you have to know, steam out of Chal is nothing, that has no Chashivas of anything. You have to see steam that's coming out more than what's coming out of Chal. Real steam. Steam out of Chal, it doesn't count. How much? I don't know. We can assume there isn't. Don't look. No, you're not going to move out anyway. You're not going to find out. You're not going to figure this out.
Makes it dry and turns wet.
What?
Makes it yavish means it starts dry and turns wet, or...
Chela mohuta that makes it
yavish. That starts dry and turns wet. That's let's say you have like a dough batter that gets... like a batter that's wet, but it gets hard.
So that should be even better. Again, chal is the case of this concept.
That's
chal, everyone agrees, is the case of yavish.
Batter is liquid. Batter starts out liquid.
I know it's not looking, but my everyone's saying that's there's no Zeh there. There's nothing. No, we mentioned half Zeh that's for it. We mentioned half Zeh that's for it. Agam, no, it's a butcher. Even though the Chal Tziak says that, we know which was not Zeh.
What's the thing between Zeh and Chal? Chal is hard. Zeh is much later.
Again, what the getter of Mashk is and what the getter of Oichel is Machloikis. I'll leave it at that. I'm not sure. I don't know. Again, we have a Shami's Mahalak and Oz Mahalak. I'm not sure. One time we have Svek Svek and Numa Tzuruf from Zeh Zerah Bona Numa. It could be. You can make tons of Tzuruf from over here to make one. What? No, because nothing Klesh can look inside.
What?
No Klesh can look inside. What do you have? If Shami says anything mixed with the Yavish is more true. And if even Zeh Chazeh, and if Shami says again, he says no...
What?
What's water? What? No, but water, it's not gonna. No, she was. The water will take out the fleshix. No, but chalal again. We assume there's no zeh. Chalal pasuk said there is no zeh. That's not there. There is no zeh. What? No, shot. What?
It's water.
True. But it's, how far? No. I love Zeh. Himself, he writes, I mean, he has some moral. So it's not enough, it's meaningless. No, he has some that. I said, that's not enough, it's meaningless. What? The well of meat, a little Zeh comes out, he says, meaningless. Again, so Shaman says, the mutter Zeh that mixes Yavish, and if he's matter everything across the board, because we don't have anything to ask him, never have Bolser to ask him. Again, so the Sodio Shamik is mixed as Yavish and Motor, and we don't have anything by Boss that's not mixed as Yavish. The Moshe gets mixed in the Yavish and Motor only because we have to mix the Yavish. And think that Lach itself is also. Now, what is the case of Lach? You have to define what Lach is, what a case of mixes Yavish is. Fine. A third sheet is how the Oscar Faskins, he says mixes Yavish with Machmal, except for Yavish with Gamri, when he went more with the Bada Shulchan. He says a case of Chal is a Motor. He writes very clearly, Chal is a lamp baking oven, it's Yavish with Gamri, therefore it won't be Fleishix. There's no Zaya, and you make your Chal, and eat it with your milk, it's no problem. The fourth sheet. What?
Even the Bada is Maskin?
No. He went to his, no. Because he took Bada halfway. We'll get to the Bada. No. Fine, that's again, so we have one sheet of Lach is motor, second sheet of mixes Yavish motor, third sheet only Yavish is motor. Fine. Fourth sheet is that yet Evesley Yaakov, Yav Kamenetsky says you have to wait 20 hours, then it's motor wise, then it's on camp, clean it out, and then he can be Michael.
Where do you get it? 25 hours?
Why? Because the Meister, the whole Zay is a Chumba Alma. We're not sure. It's something. Now, in the nice and time of Gam, which is Zay, Ain't a Benyam, Out of Benyam, and therefore, we have MSI. No, the truth is, MSI Yaakov said we never had this Chumba Ain't a Benyam by case of a Tanner. He said we have no such Chumba by Tanner at all. Even his real Zay, even his Lach is no Chumba by Tanner. That's how he says it over. Now, by Reuben, how he's writing it, he says, don't say that, he has Gemara's against it. Meister, Emes Liyaku says, there's no Gzeir Enim Ben Yoma, to Ben Yoma only by Kalim and not by Tamar.
24 hours?
What?
He's saying,
what to? He says, wait 24 hours, no problem.
Even my lap,
across the board. And the RJJ brings down also, Moshe holds the same way. Fine. RJJ Journal brings down Bashar Moshe, the same as a prime. It says also 20 out by Moshe holds as a Beseder.
Just not my mushes.
You clean it out, this belief is, and my sister's laugh, I'll take it out. We're never good in the Yom Otobinyom by Tanner. Yeah, I like to clean it out. We're cleaning it out. With an easy off, which is, they say, cost to clean up, but easy off is whatever one uses, it's sprayed on, burns it out, cleans it out. This comes to have easy off, right? Then that's easy off.
No?
Sorry?
Even
Lach? Yeah, because he holds his floor is. Anyone here, we're not going to buy two. That's how MC Yaakov says it over. Fine. A bit cheater is how the Bi'omer says. Hey, I'm not yet to know why. There's a whole lot of truth about ovens. The Angel says you have to wait 24 hours and Bayovish. Those two. You won't do it with Gulo. He's being laughed at. Bi'omer. And then you have those who are not wearing gansins. They have to that to Aser. The Balei Shulchan, the Chalitz Yaakov, the Dain Weiss, and the Masham, they're all machmas that you can't do with no Eterim. They don't bring down any Eterim. But it says why, and it's because this Bible doesn't say any Heter at all. What? No, we didn't get a cashing yet. We're talking about the case, Zechazah without cashing. Zechazah open without cashing. We'll get to... What do you want to do? Anybody? How do you want to be Michael? Choshes, maybe Zaya. So by the way, it's Choshes, maybe there's Zaya. Now what? Yeah, might still most not. Maybe there isn't. Maybe there is. Again, so we have six things. Either Lach is Mutter right away, mix the Yavish Mutter right away, maybe Yavish is Mutter right away, a fourth sheet is at 25 hours, a fifth sheet is 25 hours in Yavish, a sixth sheet is every other Zach and Zaya once Magulo. Fine. That's by
Magulo.
What? The Bade and the Minchas Yitzchok and the Masham and the Chalkas Yaakov.
Why is it in the fifth one?
No, the fifth one, the B.I.M. says Yavish. And the 25
hours
is fine.
Yavish is that 25 hours
later. I understand what the Druid is making.
So again, if people think you can make chalas the oven, if Chalkis Yaakov's case is chalas, he says you cannot make chalas the oven. Why is making fleshix? Chalkis Yaakov's case is chalas, and the beer oven being made along, he's saying you cannot do it zeh chazeh, even for now, the oven should, you can't make a fleshix chalas in the oven. You can't do that. You cannot make chalas in the oven, there's no heter of yovish. That's what Chalkis Yaakov's sheet is.
Why?
Yeah.
How's it?
Because we're chosh by something yavish today. He says, but see, I see it. I see always this shenudas bad. He writes in two ways. I see from Matthias. What are you guys talking about? No, he's saying it's yavish. No, how's yavish? That's a kubchaz. That's a lot of
yavish.
Fine.
Is that the wrong?
Yes. it depends. Well, that's what I'm telling Zion, when you get it, when you can, when you can't, but yeah, usually not. But those again, if it's there for Zion, we'll go to the next level. Let's say you want to cover it. What's the level by covering it? So, my memory over now, we should know, my cloak is upon, and it's on Mobayos. And Mobayos says again, the Chathchili can cover it. Is that talking about Daphne's Eichel? There's no Eichel. The way they've been dying from the Moshe. And Rabbi Ford passing this way and others passing that the Zechazer is more to the Ramos going Daphne case when it's going from an Eichel to an Eichel. Masha Enke, you want to cover it when it's no Eichel. They want to do Zechazer from Boss the Chalb in the oven. We're covering it. So,
covering the second one, right?
What?
Covering the second one.
Covering the second one, yeah. Covering the second one or pick whichever one you want. You like by force rights, pick one to designate your oven and the other one you cover all the time and then there is no problem. Now he's going against the Bade. Bade says it's also. He says don't give his lap, not lap to my sir, but before says mutter. Whoever he says, Smith says over, he says he went to a palm that the Bade says you have to wait 24 hours and the palm says the chumri is of the Bade Shulchan. The Bade can do it right away, covering it no problem. Meister, you have no, it's the Ramoth. The study of Machlokes is what Pshat Ramoth. The Rambam says, and the night them away from Moshe and the Tzvaloch, the Rambam says, no problem, Zechazer. If you cover it, why is that not the Ramoth? But that's one sheet of. A second sheet of.
And then they're both covered, or even if
one?
Even
by a part of
it's covered,
doesn't say
why should
it
be yours?
No, the Ramoth says, the shadow is, what is that case, Mil Hadchila Yesh Nizar? When the Bade is going, even when there's a cover and there's an oven top.
Yeah,
no, we're not talking about the Yemen. This is talking about what to do. The Bade starts off with a shtickle, and I also write, this is all Hadchila, but Yemen goes for my raw, and you can, you have a good my raw, can make a look, come on, every case. It really depends, unless he mamish has strong shoulders, and he passes the sugi himself. So you have to pass the sugi. Everyone's really coming from difficult shoshes, and the argument seems to be the klolei psak. The argument not seem to be what's going on over here. The argument seems to be, we have both as far as, so how much do we make? What? Even lach. Fine, that's the other those one we make them totally. The Gilosevit says, I'll be chashman, the Meister make them right. However, you make too many mistakes, and he only lets it back right. Because Meister, in the oven, just like everyone says, the microwave can mess up. He wants to say in the oven, also can mess up, and therefore he doesn't let it happen, unless you want to for sure, once a year, that's beseda. Otherwise, he wants to be mockery.
He's making a new zero.
He's making his, everyone's going to do it by microwaves. He also said the ovens also. Because Meister get people to mess up.
He has a point.
Yes, 100%. Fine. Nice, the Bade has a Bade passing. The Bade is very clear. He writes that by case of lach, you have to wait 24 hours. And what do you gain out of 24 hours? It's very simple. This whole time was a chumrah. The chumrah by Enid Tam Lach Gam, Enid Ben Yermo, who says Mamachmer. Therefore, the Bade says you want to lach, cover it, only Enid Ben Yermo. Or he says if you want to do something that's Yavish, or even mix it's Yavish, that you can make all Zach as Emiyak. Because who can make it see if 20 people got this nose? According to Ramah, also it's only a chumrah ba'am. So you can mitzvah the people got him with the Ramah. The Bade says either by case of lach, 24 hours, or not lach Yavish, or mix it's Yavish, that you can do right away when it's covered. So again, it comes out that by case of covering, we have three different cheetahs. Yesh v'yesh, they'll say it's mutter totally, Rapam will call it. Those who say it might say it's only by Kroy, Mil Sefer, which does make sense. And a third cheetah says that only the Yavish can do right away, Mash Enki and Lach, you have to wait 24 hours. Next thing, what about kashering it? Next level, kashering it. So first, everyone else is a Mishnah Brunel with Pesach, coming from the Mogav Ram, the Dominic Klai Yisrael, Mig B'nei Ashkenaz, not Klai Yisrael, Mig B'nei Ashkenaz. And if you have all true, it's only Minig B'nai Ashkenaz, not Minig B'nai Svak, you call it Tzachidah, not the way Seder. Agamde is also the Ashkenaz to argue. Maskim, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not Minig Klai Yisrael. Why not Minig Klai Yisrael? We can cash him into Fleishiks. But everyone likes quoting him and saying, what in the world are you talking about? Because how can everyone say it is Minig? You're saying it's not Minig. Fine. For each line. Again, there is a Mishigur that says Minig Klai Yisrael is we don't cash him into Fleishiks. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. We don't cash him into Fleishiks. So what do you want to do? You have an oven over here. You want to use the oven? You only have one oven. I want to cash from Milchus of Fleishiks. The mice that make Kleisel, we don't cash it from Milchus of Fleishiks. How in the world can you do that? So there are a couple of answers. One is this mini Kleisel not to cash it. Told me the Mishavu's words by case of Agolo. Mashing and Beliban, the other one will say by Liban he can. Machlokes Gedol HaAchronim can do it by Liban. The minig itself does apply to Liban. That's one Shiloh. The second Shiloh is this minig applies to ovens. Those will say the minig does not apply to ovens. And the third one, Taina, the whole entire thing is there is a chumrah. We're not exactly sure what's going on. How far do we mach when the minig is something that's a chumrah? We took the minig to the chumrah of something we're not even sure. That even though they certainly offer some mutter animals, maybe they're different. So fine. So there's the big one, Shiloh. If it spills. Yeah, but how do you get out the next time? The filter was fine. It's usually spilled to the bottom. Don't, you promise taking it out and getting it back into you. What? The spill means another shalom even discusses is what exactly is enamel, what is porcelain, what metzis is, what's halacha. The halacha by Kli Cheres, we don't kasher, we can't kasher, we break it, yishaber. The Ma'aseh, what is enamel, what is porcelain, what are these things? The Svarim, everyone takes a stab at the air, what exactly it is, and everyone seems to be not sure. The Choshes, the Machmer, Pesach, everyone is Machmer around the year, depends who he is. Last one, I say Liban Gama, certainly can be Michael, some say even Liban Kalin, Spain, Etabola, some want to say it's glass, diamond, balea. So fine, yesh v'yesh. All swallows are brought down, and could be. So fine, that's another challenge we discuss. The third challenge is even the kashrut. The law is, there's going to be a lot in Hilchos Pesach, that the people got him and others, the Beis Shlomo says, the whole time to do a golo is dafka when the fire is inside. Do libun, the fire is inside. However, the fire is outside, they cannot do libun. Now, the ovens that they had, ovens, the fire is inside, they had to leave them, leave them gomer. Our ovens, the fire is the outside. So you want to turn it up high, who said that's right to do leave
them? Why is that fire on the outside if the element's inside?
Which depends which ones, whose elements.
If the heating element's in the inside.
Depends, the economy will get to self-cleaning, the whole heating element isn't inside, we won't turn. They won't have this time on.
Who's defining
the
time inside?
My oven. My parents' oven is inside, I see it. My wife's oven is mine, is on the outside. I don't see it.
Why is it outside?
What?
Why is it outside?
Outside means it's not visible.
Usually by self-cleaning, I know my mother, I don't know everyone's self-cleaning. It's just, we have a grill on top, and that's what does self-cleaning. It's you put on high, and it's not, but you see it. I mean, you can do it, when you grill it, you see it, and when you do self-cleaning, that's the thing that's working. That's just burning everything out. It's like a grill. Not red, it's mamish fire. I mean, it's not electric, it's mamish. It's fire mamish. Fire mamish, not red. No, it gets half, but you can't cash it that way. The shallow is wide. There's no one tiny can go blow it half all time. Those say you have no more carpet. The one tiny people don't want to say no, only the fire is inside. That's a shallow. The place can be called machmir. But so, Maisa, these are the shells why you can't cash and can't cash them. Maisa, what the place can say? Again, you have strong as we can, like can. Why yes, why no? Over here, of course, is very clear. Goes to three reasons why yeah, three reasons why you know. He defends each side, why each side could be right, and he really left it up in the air. Now, no, he doesn't pass him. Maisa, what comes out? So, those tying up, Vyakamnetsky says, that within 24 hours, if you don't want to do that, because that way 24 hours, making the highest, let it burn out for whatever time, depends what safe you read, 25 minutes, an hour and a half, whichever safe says the number, whatever you're told to do, within 24 hours, no problem. Well, by force writes it, he writes the Chatchila, you should wait 24 hours and do for an hour. However, both the Bemoshes even say don't have to wait 24 hours. Fine, but the Chatchila, you should wait 24 hours and then burn it out. The way the Mitzvah said, Dain White says it, he says also you should wait 24 hours and then burn it out. He said that if you want to do it within 24 hours, also it's Peseder, Machmir Tzarech, he says put a cup of water inside, so then you have two ways of cashing it. The cashing it mitzad the Libun, and also mitzad the Shulek HaHolto, mitzad the Zeya, when it's Zeya, when out of Zeya. Yeah, about a clean oven, you have to clean out first, take out the moshes. You have to do the caustic cleaners, and it's easy off to take it out, clean out, clear. Avada. What is clean? How to kashu it? When to kashu it? If you can kashu it, how do you kashu it? There's one, again, the one say you wait 24 hours, one sheet is within 24 hours, second sheet is after 24 hours, a third sheet is after 24 hours with a cup of water.
You have to, why do you need both for 24 hours?
Why do you need both for? Because maybe the way that was supposed to be missing. Why you not need to? No, when those one time you can't catch, you with the outside. Well, it's hiding the outside. Sure, but then it's a double now. It's no time to come. What?
Even worse, it's sure enough.
No, there's no struggle here. They can look how faulty it's better to do it. He wants to get mad at someone. Then do a couple of mouths on the common side and bed door was there also. It's not even cold. He says, because maybe the fire's on the outside. So put the wood inside, it'll look like our fault and tell the water where it's there. No, so it's talking about when it's there, I'll take out the day that way. It's not a problem. True, the fire is in one place, but it's nothing. And another formula to do is to take out the fleas and when it's been fleas. I am a chuva. A fifth shita. We'll get something. We'll talk about rebel ovens. Fifth shita. The ma'aser is if your Omer, he says to mix up the oven, wait 24 hours, and then you can cashew it. But by luck, he doesn't want to be makel by. Fifth shita is Masham. Masham says you have to be makel, but the minute you open, you makel. And he's quite, and the chuva trying to miyashu when he goes home. He's not exactly sure, but I have to find a term because I'm not. And then of course you have those who are machmer totally is the chalkas Yaakov. And the ma'aser says the chura and the body also seems to be noted that way. He says well often the kli charis, the body says also the enamel and if you have to be machmer. Now as far as I know, the Israeli ovens I don't think are enamel. I think they're all metal. American ovens, my parents are, some are enamel. But if there's a problem with kli charis, the body says you can't kasher. You have a bayah, you can't kasher your ovens, you can't go for milk stuff like that. That's machmer lechatchila. Fine. So again, you have your six different cheetahs, exactly what to do. Now that's also a regular oven without self-cleaning. Self-cleaning, again, the place we discussed it, what exactly to do. So it's interesting the way how, if anyone read the Aruch Shabbos, so what he writes, he ends off the mini klaisel is that for Pesach, people are machmor, we do not semach upon self-cleaning. Now Moshe Anshul Beanstalk, he is Rav Rubin, what to do a couple of years ago, Rubin said you can do self-cleaning on your oven. So he went over to him, went after the shiur he gave last year on Pesach Shabbos, he goes, if you told me I can go do it, he says, yeah, you can, don't worry. He bet as well as he can. What he wrote, he printed it in Mariyah, this article over here. And he wrote the Olam, that minig is to be machmer. But Ma'aseh, he tells people to be mekel. It's fine. So the Ma'aseh can be Sevech. So again, on Pesach, Ma'aseh, where Reuben's mekel, Zev Smith is mekel, and we'll also mekel for Pesach. Zev Smith is very clear, Pesach, and it's on tape.
Unless it's self-cleaning.
No, even by even enamel. Why? Because there are those who want tainted by klicheres, that Leben Gomer helps, and therefore self-cleaning is nichol to get a Leben Gomer. What the shaila is exactly is what is self-cleaning. Those who want tainted self-cleaning is so hot, it's nichol to get it of Leben Gomer. The va'oi they want tainted, the fire is in the inside, not on the outside source. And the other one kind of Leben Gomer even helps the klicheres. So the source who makes it, the one machmitz, who says it's Leben Gomer, and they also want tainted that, but klicheres, the shach klicheres, one machmitz. That's what the body is machmitz. Sorry?
Why do you need Lishna Zabbas?
Why do you need Leben Gomer?
Why do you need Leben Gomer?
Because on the Kli Cheres, it won't help unless it's Leben Gomer. It's Aleph.
It's only on Kli Cheres. If you don't have an animal, there's no reason to.
You won't have... No. No, he also says no. If you don't, there's something else problem that the heating element's usually on the outside, not on the inside.
If you have it on the inside.
If you have it on the inside, right, that's correct. But I don't know which oven. Right, you have to the inside, it has to be a living cover. Mice again, the body is machmer, very clear, said machmer inside of Pesach, inside of Bas Mechalov. It's fine, and the others are make living by Pesach, for Ruben and Smith, and make living by Pesach. What to do, I've seen everyone do both. Fine, that's finishing off the ovens. Now, what about the trays of the ovens? What's the luck of the trays of the ovens? Can you use it for melting a fleshik? So, by now everyone should know it's machalik some motion in the body. Why there's no oichel there? So going from kli to the tray. Is that motor also? The body says the mice is also. You quote the motion, according to motion is motor. Why? Because shal is nichon to the chum of the ramah. According to the body, it's mamash ramah. And the body has makarish, quotes chakma sodom, makarish haidua, psalm seif, and others say he's nichon to get the ramah. Moshe says, Moshe is not. Moshe says, it's not Pshan Ramon, and causes to Mishnah Brua. The Yavis, all this is not
Moshe. Moshe spills out and touches the pan and the four OB.
So Moshe usually burns down, only belay and touch. You have to make sure it's clean. If it's clean, no problem. It's clearly clean.
Moshe's Moshe.
Oh, so the Moshe shells like this. When it spills over, and there's a rative between clean and clean, how much rative has to be rative? I mean, that says a little bit rative is meaningless. You have to have a lot of rative. Yeah, who just has even a little bit? They want to be Medayik Rav Moshe because of what he says, what he writes. He wants to, the Padre writes in Rav Moshe. He wants to say, Rav Moshe holds like the Chavadas, a little bit of Reichiv doesn't transfer. So even if it is a little bit of Reichiv, so on. Like every time you pass all these, first of all, most passes touch outside, the drop of moisture there. That's nothing. But even a little bit that falls over, the Chavadas is nothing, the Padre wants to say that's Rav Moshe holds. The Padre himself is Machmir, because like the Yadudah, he's again Lishitosai. He's Machmir.
No, even if you're like Moshe, if you're Machmir to the Yadudah, you're a problem.
No, maybe it's not nechel negzera. If it did, it maybe the yevd all problem. Again, I'm always just saying it's not nechel negzera. But the yevd, you have to lock it. Some of the shishim against it. Again, well, and some stamp at the end of the yoima. I said again to machmanatu. Yeah. But you have to also know, especially let's say on grates we machmer against with the yadu. Then about the not, because when is the last time you cooked on your grates milchiks that's spilled? What do you cook? That's the milchiks that went over on your pot. On the grates of about the not. You always stamp clearing. Within 20, when's the last time you had milk and soup?
Within
24 hours you cooked meat. When's the last time you had milk and soup, Aleph? The last time you happened at that same time, within 24 hours you cooked meat, and I'm a staffer. So how far do you make Torah Chosam from Torah Chosam? I'll Torah Chosam, I'm sure you saw it. Fine, to get a trade, Macholikis, there's, again, Macholikis is a bad verse. I'm not sure that's what to do, the Yesh V'Yesh. What about ovens? So, what about microwaves? Microwaves. So I mentioned last time I tried my microwave, and I put water inside, and again, Arvelsky said, by 5 minutes, usually the walls will be cold, so after 5 minutes, I was heating up the walls, otherwise it'll be cold. I did it within 2 minutes, my walls were yes, let us wait. The other thing Arvelsky said, the maestro, so Sully Marcus said he tried it out also, he said, up 10 minutes, the walls are still cold. Everyone please try yourself. So what I did, I tried the next thing. Arvelsky said, you cook sugar for 3 weeks, your sugar will be cold still in your microwave. Why? Because only heats up the water and not the sugar. After 4 minutes yesterday, it's like smoky my microwave from the sugar. I cleaned out the microwave, I cleaned out the bowl, my wife said, I finally got someone to clean out, it got burnt on, stuck on. So afterwards, I want to find out what's happening with my microwave, because other people say it's liable, and everyone again, I've got 3 weeks, and mine went for 4 minutes. So it could be, I was having this farm, there's two different types of microwaves. The regular microwave that goes only through waves, the other one called convection microwave. Now, it's not I asked my wife what it is, she doesn't know. I don't have any buttons for that. As far as it looked exactly like a microwave. I try to find where my instructions are. I couldn't find them. I don't know what I have. But everyone, go try it yourself. Because if it comes out, if your thing does not get, walls get hot within 10 minutes, then it will never lead to a problem in your microwave. Possible color. If you close it, it might pop open, then what? The walls are still going to be hot and cold. Now, so what's the problem? What could be the problem in your microwave? Like Kravelsky says, Jews don't cook more than 5 minutes, right? Go and cook for an hour in the microwave, we don't. Whatever reason he said. But we don't. So what problem could be in the microwave? Want to cover your microwave? Fine. Your pop open. So what happened? It'll go up there and hit the wall. So?
The spits.
So it'll hit the wall. So how to get back down to your food? So it didn't go into the walls. What's there? It didn't get inside the walls.
It
didn't get into the walls. What happened? Again, just wipe it down, put it in, now what? It never hit the walls. It did. When it hit the walls, Belsky's saying it hits the walls, by that time it's cold already. So now what?
Why is the food cold?
No, the food gets hot. What happened? The Matthias is...
How
might go to
how it goes? If it sprints, when it's hot, it can touch the walls.
Fine, but now how is it getting the other back down?
The next time the food sprints, it's going to hit it and suck it back in, and you don't need toilets.
So that amount that's sprayed out, it's helping you get fall back down. Be bled, it's the same spot, went back down, and it's not possible shishim. And then you wrapped it, right? What chance is that? What? Okay, so no, people think wrapping does help. From Zalman, actually, wrapping doesn't help. Why in the world should wrapping help?
Belsky's not
being
matter open, is it?
He's not saying that. He's just saying the Matthias, how it works. I'm just saying those who want to say wrapping, Shus Yitzchak could quote from Shlomo Zalman, the Yashiv, that the wrapping doesn't help. What? Because it might pop open, so...
If you're not
wearing Tzad Slice,
so they're both
open. Yeah, then you're saying you have things spraying, and maybe it's not clean. Fine. Could be even a bit more, could be. But the Maisa, we wrap it, we close it. Now, closing should help. Try it out. Go home, put a cup inside for 5 minutes, see what happens. If the walls don't get hot, there's no shiloh. By me, again, my microwave can't do that.
If you're on Zayas, I guess.
Again, it's not belay inside. It's not getting out.
If it's yet to let us sneeze,
it hits the tongue.
So why is it
belay? It's not, when it hits, it's not yet to let us sneeze. That's what Belsky's saying. The Matthias says, you surely walk with Zed. The steam is not. You open up, the steam
is
will not be as of a time it gets there. It will not. That's what they say again. Go try it. Go try it. Right, Belsky said, and surely tried it. But you might microwave my main convention microwave. I have no idea, but that's what looks right. That looks right. Fine, so nice though. I get it. Anyway. The way I got this is my machlokes in when it touches what's the side of Zeh coming out. Zeh comes out, and the most that you be machlokes with Zeh is Yatz Lelis for you. If you read the Shmuel Sedeshen inside, he's saying that the wool has to be Yatz Lelis for you. The most saying that Zeh has to be Yatz Lelis for you. It's machlokes. And I think I'm going to discuss it, what happened. Yeah, but they say it's not that way. They say it's not that way. They say after 10 minutes, it'll eventually happen that way. If you want the tape, he gave the shiur where Belton gave 3 weeks ago, I think, to Rabbi Reichman's Chabura, I can give you the tape. You can listen to it and go try it yourself. And he goes, go see. I tried it. Didn't work. You tried it. Fine. So now, let's say you have a microphone that doesn't work. Now what's the luck? What do you do in that case? So you have two different problems over here when you cover it. You have two different ramals. You have one ramal that might still go from the kli down to what's underneath, because the mice underneath was balaya. So according to the body, you have that ramal. And also you have a second ramal. You'll uncover the cover. I'll pop open and go up and down. So according to the body, you have two different problems in the microwave. According to the Moshe, you have no problems in the microwave if you cover it. So according to the body, you have two ramals against you. And according to the Moshe, you have no ramals against you. That's first what's happening over here. So
can
what comes?
Can be by plastic also?
What?
Any material will be balaya completely?
Is plastic balaya? I think so. I don't know. Why not? Plastic is not glass. Plastic is plastic. It's balaya. So for myself, what exactly to do? So the Rakish Torah says, you just cover one, that's Beseder. One covering is enough. Why? Even Issa himself, I don't mind to do with more. So he goes more, he goes back and forth. He's more like to the Moshe's Mahalach, and therefore he seems to be Mekel. Also, can be Messiah that the microwave works to drop differently. Fine. The weather, by four says it over, you have to know why he keeps switching back and forth, and where he got this psak from. You have to cover both. You cover both with Beseder. Cover one, sign up. You cover inside the milks, inside the fleshiks. Now, not fine. We picked that one. I don't know where either chashid or nachashid or why exactly did you get this way. I'm not sure. Where did he get this from? He felt that way. Woke up that morning. Well, it could be. It's just like from Matthias, people make so many mistakes. Just cover everything, and the more else. I wrote to the to what to do. Not mitzvah makaris, but mitzvah what to do specifically. Stop. The body goes to the shtar side, that you have two amos against him, so therefore he says, lach, you have to wait 20 hours. And if it's the other, then he can do a miyad. Why the shtar side? Your mamash goes just like ovens, and micro the same thing. Lach, 24 hours, you don't have any more the chumro of the amor. Side, the bottom, side, the top. Mamash, again, yavish. What makes it yavish, you can do right away. And then the fourth sheet is that what the shvatitzka brings down, shom zamul, yashiv, a berkut's passing the way, covering doesn't help. Why you have amor? Fine. How far? In my opinion, it works. There are more going even not in the microwave. Close to the microwave.
You have to double wrap it? Double seal it?
Double wrap is a practical thing that people decided is very practical. No, the archival, no, there isn't that one reason. All as far as if anything dropped down on your thing, you have two wrappings. Clearly, be more to anyway. Because if you only had one wrapping, you drop down, you'll be stuck. He has a chapter on microwaves. Now just to be maksha microwaves, we can, you can't. So again, everyone has to say, well, Yasha has a little bit different. Shvatitzkov, just say how they bring up a Moshe, or I bring up a Moshe. When my father spoke to a Moshe, or Rabelski says over, that what you do, you put a cup inside, you wait till it's 100% mazia, that means you half hour, you put a cup inside of full water, after half hour, it makes even the walls boiling hot, that's enough mitzad, kabbalah kapol to mitzad the zeh shabai. mitzad the iwi, things that spread out, so they're the vital rights. Rabalski says, mitzad iwi, your kasha mitzad iwi. You have to pour some boiling hot water, mitzad iwi, from a kettle that's connected, and then also will kasha two different ways.
You have to pour it to every single spot in the microwave?
Pour water to your microwave?
On the bottom is not a problem. On the side is not a problem. The only problem is really the old salad, the vents are a problem. Now, again, the Pesach, where Rabelski says we don't kasher because all his mashu is inside the vent. For however, he said, mitzad, it's bas mechol, it's a vent, we're making all the mashu, we're not going to be choshed for it.
Why lie if it's not legal?
It's, by which case?
Why lie go back and forth between fish and milk if it's not legal?
The heter, you're catching milk of the flesh, you're saying.
Yeah.
So again, well, once it could be another base. Another story is it's a chumro. We don't know exactly how microwaves work and what's going on. The day itself is a chumro.
So obviously,
this is when we going to cash it. Usually, no people do. The only people cash it only when they make a tray. Tray for everyone uses water. People don't cash microwaves for milk of the flesh. Often they do. Microwaves, I don't know anyone does milk of the flesh. The only time the wrong way tells us what to do is when it makes a tray. Tray for everyone uses water. We mess things up when things popped open, which sort of pop open. Now you found the microwave, they tell you, put your cup inside and pour water over it. Even because the Moshe sheet is the kasher through steam, there's only if it's belayah through steam. If it's belayah not through steam, so the tzitzit is shut out and there's liquid there, and something spilled over the microwave, the belayah through iroi or being cooked up, you have to kasher through iroi.
I dropped
it. You know, so if you left it for 10 minutes, then it gets out, you really have something really made in the house.
I hope you don't need that long.
No, and most things are spilled, and things spilled, and it is. You still are.
Yes. That's what I mean. For a half hour, I got a big fire in my head.
So don't make a what do you should not make a big fire. Let's see if that microwave. What do you put inside?
A cup of water.
A water can make fire.
A cup of water
The water on fire. The plastic cup went on fire.
No, what do you put inside? I put a Corel cup inside.
Even governs.
Water looks out the fire.
Sure, shouldn't be a problem. Fine. This is the last thing which you made. The last thing. What do you with your grapes? Again, what are the grapes? Again, Moshe's Mekel, Shlomo Zalman is no, don't own bias by the grapes we Mekel. And the numerous from Maisa, of course, you should be Mekel by grapes, Maisa be Mekel. Again, the Bali says you should be Mekel by case of grapes. Now, make it second what to do La Locha, I can't, don't know, everyone has to ask the Rav exactly what to do La Locha. By now, everyone sees very clearly, that's very not clear, and the numerous sheets, the numerous ways of looking at things. Fine, I was going to invite them, we're going to start now Kuf Vav. That's really a hemshuk of Chanan. Just to say what it is, Kuvav, Kuvzayin, and Tzadik Gimel, each one we spend a half a week on. Each one needs maybe a little bit more than half a week, but it's not need a week. So we do each one in a half a week. And if you put in the full Seder, 9:15 to 1, it'll be no problem. You get lag behind, don't know why. But you have to put in a full Seder to get Kuvav, Kuvzayin, and Tzadik Gimel. Each one is a Sif or two Sifim. But again, when you need more than a couple days, unless you put in a full Seder. So either put a full Zayda, or you're going to have to put a night set or a Shabbos.
What's the difference between a microwave and an oven? What should I press?